Happy New Year, listeners! We'll be back with a full episode next week, but this week, enjoy this short chat between Tali and I about our words of the year.
For the new year, we here at I Love You So Much have been thinking about something, and that is our word of the year. So this is a little tradition that Omar and I got started on our old podcast, Statesman Shots, where instead of making resolutions, we make a year, we make a year-long commitment to a word that is kind of our theme, our anchor point for the year. So Addie, have you ever done this before?
You know, I think I have over the course of the years, but I definitely do goals and sort of try to envision what I want my year to look like. Last year, the real success was a dream board that my boys and I did probably the first week of the year, where we on little white index cards wrote the things we wanted to do or do more of. And so it was little things like read more books or, you know, see and make art. But it was also big things like skiing, which I had never done. But sure enough, this year I got to go skiing. And I
really?
And then a few months later, I got to take my kids skiing. So we all got to ski and it was amazing.
That is some serious manifesting.
To Mexico or New York City, which were both on our list, but that's okay. This will just move over to the next year's. But I think at the center of this year's dream board is going to be a Swedish word called lagom. It's L-A-G-O-M. And I'm in the middle of writing a story about hygge, which is like the Danish term that you might have heard about warmth and intimacy. And it's been all the rage for about 18 months now. And there's actually a Swedish term that's kind of also getting buzzy, and it's called lagom. And it essentially means just enough.
Or oh my god.
You only take what you need, because if you take more than you need, other people won't have enough.
That
is reflected in their society. Yeah. It's reflected on an individual level, in a family level, but also in the culture at large. And so, but it also means not necessarily only doing enough to get by. It's about preserving so that you have enough for yourself and finding that inner balance between what you give and what you put out there and what you take in. So I'm just so excited to explore that concept in 2018.
Oh my God, I love that. Maybe this is the zeitgeist, because my word of the year is spaciousness.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Which seems to have something in common with Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like 2017, it was like, yes, like Tali was a yes person, yes to it all. And I did a lot of things. But when you say yes to it all, like sometimes you don't do any of them well,
right?
Because it's just a lot. And so anyway, I recently took an Enneagram personality test and the results were humbling. And basically, like, the way this test works is it points out this kind of driving quality that you have, and this quality has a light side and a shadow side. And so the same quality can be like why you're successful, but it can also be like what causes you problems too.
Oh my gosh.
So the key is awareness.
Yeah.
And what I learned with myself is that, yes, like I do take on a lot with the goal of being successful, but that ambition can exhaust me and the people in my life. So
exactly, yeah.
So just like, it's so hard for me to look at a calendar with open space and not schedule something. It almost feels like a compulsion. So in 2018, I am going to look at the calendar, see white space, and not put anything there. Within reason. Like, I'm not giving it all up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just like allowing myself unscheduled time where I can read or hang out with somebody or whatever.
This makes me think about one of the best gifts I ever got on a yoga mat was a teacher telling me that the real growth and the breakthroughs come in the space between the breaths.
Oh my God.
And so not when you're doing, but when you are sort of taking that pause of that moment just before something else happens, or just after you've done something, to take a moment and just reflect on what you just did or what you're about to do, rather than already going ahead and getting ahead of yourself to the next thing.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, if you're a person who really thrives on intake, whether it be being taught a skill or whether it being learning in a classroom setting, you need time for your body and mind to acclimate and really process that information so that when it's time for externalizing it, it's for real. It's inside of you. And I think that I am just fascinated by so many things. I just want to eat the world. But then, like, when it comes time to turn it back out, you know, be it like some kind of aerial skill I learned, or, you know, some writing assignment, like my mind's just too full. It's mm-hmm. too busy because I've been doing too much and taking
it's like,
in
well,
too
when
much.
When is enough? When are you busy exactly. enough? When are you satisfied? When are you
like, oh, Omar, buddy, I wish you were here. I can just hear you making IKEA jokes right now listening to this segment.
We'll get Omar's word of the week when he's back from vacation.
Yeah. Listeners, we would love to hear if you have a word of the year for 2018. Tweet us, Facebook us, or email us. We are loveaustin360@statesman.com.